Let us pray. Gracious God, send your Holy Spirit to dwell here among us, so that only your word may be spoken, and only your word may be heard. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. The servant said to Jesus, "Where then did these weeds come from?" Jesus answered, "An enemy has done this." "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest." Sometimes it can be hard to tell the difference between a weed and a plant that you want to keep. When I was a kid, we were visiting my grandparents one summer, and I was probably bored, and my grandmother was probably a little annoyed, and she was trying to find ways to keep me occupied. And so she sent me out to go weed the little patch of garden between her house and the alley. And I went outside and I looked at it and I had no idea what was the difference between a weed and something she wanted to keep. So I ran back inside and she came out and she showed me, and it still didn't make sense. She wanted to pull up things that had flowers on them, and she wanted to keep some things that didn't. Now, I listened to her, I did it, I did a decent job. This is unfortunately not a story in which I ruined everything or did a perfect job, but those would be much more interesting. Instead, I did an okay job, but at the end of it, there were still a few things that she said were weeds, and there's still a few things that I took out that she had wanted me to keep. But overall, it worked out okay. I had a related experience recently when I was having a conversation with a little child about 5 years old, and she told me that her favorite flower was a dandelion. That's wonderful. It is a very beautiful flower. I did not have the heart to tell her that it was a weed. Sometimes it is hard to tell the difference between a weed and a plant that you want to keep. In Jesus' parable today, Jesus reminds us that sometimes it is really hard to tell that difference between a weed and something you want to keep. Jesus tells us this parable about the kingdom of God. It is a field with the wheat and the weeds growing up alongside each other. The word translated here as weed is zizania, and according to my Greek dictionary, zizania is a plant that looks like wheat but is worthless. It is sometimes called false wheat. Now, the servants seem confident enough in their abilities to tell the difference between the wheat and the false wheat, between the wheat and the zizania. And they're going to give it a try so the field can be nice and pure. But Jesus says, hold on. Don't go risk the wheat by trying to pull up the weeds. The collateral damage of pulling up some of that wheat isn't worth it. Don't worry about it right now. Let the wheat and the weeds grow together, and we will sort it all out later. Or sometimes it is too hard to tell the difference between a weed and a plant you want to keep. Jesus says of this parable that this is a parable for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God isn't only full of the perfect ones, the pure ones, the righteous ones. The kingdom of God is weedy. All of that imperfection will be taken care of someday, but even then, it will be left to somebody else. It's not going to be left to you and me. Our job isn't to create a perfect, pure little kingdom here in the field on earth. Our job is to let ourselves grow up alongside both the wheat and the weeds. That is what we are trying to do here at St. Mary's. We aren't trying to be perfect and weed-free. We are trying to be a place where you can get a glimpse of the kingdom of God, wheat, weeds, and everything else. And so you will find folks here who you might think shouldn't be here, people whose theology or politics or ethics or lifestyle surprises you or bothers you or shocks you, or maybe even someone whose blood, who makes your blood boil. But Jesus says that they are a part of this kingdom too. And here's the thing. they probably think the same thing about you that you are thinking about them. And if we're honest with ourselves, it is not so clear-cut that we or anyone else are all wheat or all weed, but rather each one of us has a bit of each within ourselves. It's a messy way to be the church, and there are certainly a lot of churches that don't want to be this way, and so they get nice and pure, and then they find another weed, and so they start a new church. This is a messy way to be church, to embrace your weedy field and try not to clean it up ourselves. But that is the way of Jesus. That is the way he teaches us in his parable today. And here in the field among both the wheat and the weeds, God's grace is ultimately what is growing and flourishing. At the 9:30 service today, we will be baptizing a little child into the body of Christ. That's why we're all decked out in white today. And this little baby boy will be entering this messy, weedy, grace-filled thing that we call the church. Who knows if he will be wheat or weed or some combination thereof. I'm probably a bit biased because he's my nephew, so I think he's going to end up more wheat than weed. But it doesn't really matter. Today, he is welcomed in. And here is the place that he will grow up alongside both wheat and weeds in this community that is not pure, but is simply trying to follow Jesus and get a glimpse of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.